The Irish Racing Podcast with Andy Holding. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcasts. Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome along to William Hill's Irish Racing Preview. We're going to look ahead to this evening's action in Leopardstown. More high quality racing to come this Friday. My name is Mark Walton and joining me on the line is William Hill Radio's Irish racing expert Andy Holding. How are you, Andy?
I'm good, mate. Yeah, good. Yes. Totally refreshed.
Yes, back from a little bit of a break. Good holiday?
It was, yeah. Very enjoyable. Yeah, weather's great. And enjoyed myself, relaxed, tried to switch off. Kept, obviously, my eye on what was happening up to a degree, but certainly too heavily involved, and looking forward to get it back stuck into the action.
Good. Fully clued up for Leopardstown, I imagine, though.
Of course,
yes.
Yeah, done my own work.
Good man. It's a good card in Leopardstown tonight, isn't it, as well?
It is. It's that good that Joseph O'Brien's hot-footing it back from Epsom.
Yeah.
You know, you'd think, having done a day's work on the Epsom Downs, he'd He put his feet up. So it's probably a massive tip in itself that the horses he's riding there tonight, I think, have all got to be given more than a second look.
Yeah.
Obviously, he's riding again at Epsom tomorrow. Yeah, it's a fair old trek. That helicopter's definitely going to be in good use.
Yes. It does look significant, though, that he's travelling back to go back to Epsom tomorrow, doesn't it?
Huge.
Fair enough. Let's get stuck into the action then, Andy. The first race is the 5.55, and we start with the Irish National Stud Famous Name European Breeders' Fund Maiden. It's over 7 furlongs, and only one of them in this lineup has had a run before, and that's Convergence for Joe Lyons. Glen Eagles is the favourite, though. Aidan O'Brien's newcomer, 11-4 into 2-1 this morning. It's 100-30 for Convergence. Parish Boy 4s, 92 for Toscanelli, and then 16-1 or bigger prices the rest. It's a bit of a tricky one to figure out, this, Andy, with only one of them racing. What are your thoughts on the 5.55?
Yeah, first 7 furlong maiden of the year, in keeping with one or two of their breeding lines, quite a few of these are by horses that want middle distances. So it looks a good starting point, doesn't it, for the likes of Glen Eagles and Parish Boy by Galileo and New Approach, respectively, from two powerful stables. No surprise, therefore, to see them at the top of the market. Bit of money for Glen Eagles this morning, which suggests that this horse is going to be putting up a bold show tonight. Always difficult for me in these races what angle and what approach to take. I usually like going with horses that have had a run, and with that in mind, I think Convergence might not necessarily be the best of these long term, but he's shown enough in his two starts to suggest that his experience could be put to good use, enough for it to perhaps finish in the frame here. And if you can get sort of 4-1 for Convergence in and around that kind of price, I don't think you'd be too far wrong. I think you'd probably get most of your money back here on Joe Lyons, his 2-year-old. Joe, of course, had a good start to the season with his 2-year-olds. He's got a horse that goes to the Royal Meeting in fine form, having won his last two starts. And this horse was third behind War Envoy the last time we saw him over 6 furlongs at Nace. War Envoy, of course, got beat the other day by Cool Company, but he certainly didn't run badly, and perhaps the ground might have just been a bit too soft for him on that occasion. So in a line, I think the front two in the market are definitely worth watching for the future, as I mentioned. But Convergence, yeah, if you can get an each way price about him, he'd probably be the way I'd play the first race.
Okay, siding with Experience then, and Convergence each way in the first. The second race is the 6.30, and this is a handicap for 4-year-olds and over, and it's over 1.25 miles. And quite an interesting betting heat this morning. There's been a few moves, and Pyromaniac is hot at the top of the betting, 7-2 into 5-2. Breathe Easy, 5s out to 6s, 8s out to 9s for Neophilia. Stranfield Lady, 9-1 out to 11-1. 10s out to 11s for Denny Crane, 16s into 12s. For Rocky Blair, Snow Scene 16s into 12s, Balmont Bells 12-1, and Mizian 12-1 as well, as is Shadagan and Refractor, and then it's 14-1 or bigger prices the rest. So the favourite is Popular Andy, Pyromaniac, and Rocky Blair and Snow Scene also attracting money this morning. What do you make of the 6.30?
Yeah, interesting. Good money for this Pyromaniac. Definitely caught fire in the market, as you said, in your build-up. Interesting that it's from the Tony Martin stable. I noticed that a couple of horses from his stable in these colours as well, most notably. Won when I was away. And I think one of them runs in the last race, doesn't it? Artful Artist. So, you know, this yard, when it does go through a patch like this, it's often pays to follow. So even though this horse has been off the track for the best part of 7 months, off a rating of 64, could be very, very dangerous lurking down the foot of the weights here. So do keep an eye on the continued activity for Pyromaniac. However, I do quite like the one that's already posted a couple of good numbers so far this season and seems to be going the right way, and that's Sabrina Harty's four-year-old Breathe Easy, who comes here off the back of two wins, the last of which was a dead heat at the Curragh. That was back in the early part of May. A real game effort as well by this horse, who raced prominently throughout. And although he was coming to the end of his tether late on, he was quite entitled to do that because he'd gone quite hard through the middle part of the race. So much so that the speed figure that race was a very, very good one. And the form is beginning to work out as well. 18 Summers, who was six in that race, has won subsequently, won at Cork the other day. So I'm a fully paid-up member of that form. And even though this horse has got a £6 penalty, I do think he's capable of certainly running another big race here. He's got the hood on for the first time. Not sure why that contraption's on. He doesn't look a particularly difficult ride. He looks a fairly straightforward customer. So Breathe Easy to continue the good work. And nice price as well with William Hill this morning at 6-1. So let's go with him each way.
Okay, Breathe Easy each way in the 6:30. Then the 7 o'clock is the third race, and this is another maiden, and this one's over a mile. And let's just take a look at the betting. Ponfei, even money favourite. Dolce & Karama, 9-2. 6-1 for Comtessa. Happy Gathering, 8-1. 12-1 for Inflation Risk, and 14-1 or bigger prices the rest. So Ponfei heads the betting this morning, and he's quite a short price favourite. Only had the one start as a 2-year-old and ran in a pretty useful looking maiden at the Curragh at the back end of last season. The stable also had the winner in the race, who's Eben Oran, who runs in the Derby on Saturday. And Table Rock, who was second, looks pretty useful as well. So that's pretty solid form coming into this, isn't it?
Yeah, definitely. I think you need to start doing these podcasts, Mark. You're more clued up than I am. yeah, perfect shout, really. Yeah, it was a really good maiden, that Curragh maiden. We thought at the time it might work out well. There was a lot of horses that were fancied in that race going into it. And at the Curragh towards the back end, there were often some decent sorts running and in those kind of races. And as you said, Eben Oran's won since. He heads to the Derby tomorrow. Tabor Rocky has won a couple of races subsequently. Won a really good handicap the other day while I was away, funny enough. And this Ponfei certainly caught the eye with the late work that he did. He got momentarily outpaced as a son of Teofilio Wood having his first run. But he did some really good work in the latter part of that race to go through the line quite strongly. Sailor Swan, who was fourth, won a maiden first time up at Navan for the German Wealth Stable. So all the way down the line, this race has worked out really well. And being stoutly bred, stepping up in trip, you know, should suit him. Also, it's worth mentioning as well that this is a really weak race. There doesn't appear to be massive amount of support this morning for Comtesse, a filly by Champs-Élysées, trained by Dermot Wells, so that would suggest perhaps she might not be ready to do herself justice first time. And, you know, you look at the third in, although it's got a rating of 98, that really is an inflated 98, not worthy of perhaps anything it's done in particular. It got absolutely lapped the other day in the Irish 2000 Guineas. I don't think that horse will ever be winning handicaps off a mark of 98. So, really, this is Ponfei's to lose, really. John Ox has had a much better start to the season. Of course, Eben Oran being the highlight. And he's also got a nice filly later on the card as well, which has been doing him proud, a horse called Tirana. So, a lot more positive from the Ox stable on a horse that comes out of a good maiden last year. And even money, to be fair, that doesn't look a bad show. I'd almost have this horse in an odds-on shot. So, Ponfei looks one of the strongest bets on the card tonight.
Okay, strong word for Ponfei then in the 7 o'clock. The 7:35 is race 4 on the card, and this is a handicap of a mile and 6 furlongs. And Edge of Sanity is a popular favourite this morning, 11-2 into 4-1. Truth Will Set You Free going the other way, 4s out to 11-2. It's 17-2 into 6-1 for Henry Higgins. Carried his 7s, 7s for Melanippi as well. Giant's Quest, 7-1 with those. 8-1 for New Ellen, and 10-1 or bigger prices the rest. A popular favourite then, Andy. Do you side with Edge of Sanity here?
I did last time out, funny enough, Mark, at Cork, and I was slightly disappointed with him, to be fair. Maybe the track was maybe just a bit too sharp for him over a mile and a quarter. Of course, he'd won over a mile and a half here at this track the time before, posting a really good number. So if he bounces back to that kind of form, I can see why he would be up on the shortlist of most punters here. He's certainly a horse I like. He's quite a big unit, and I think he'll go well. Also, favourable mentions for a couple of others down the page as well. Horse Henry Higgins, he comes out of that race with Breathe Easy. And as you're right, Dead Heated, that was on the 5th of May. Of course, I've tipped Breathe Easy early on in the card. So if that horse does us proud in the 6:30, then maybe the continued money for Henry Higgins will come. He's been well back this morning. And the other one to mention as well at price is Carried. I say a price, he's only a 7-1 poke, but I really like this horse. He's kind of like crept up on me a bit, and I've grown to like him. He was a bit of a warm-paced individual in the early part of the Dundalk campaign, but he rattled off a couple of wins, and the last of which came in a very, very fast time in which he made all the running in the hands of Pat Smuller. Now, I presume they'll try and force the issue with him again tonight, and, you know, if he's fitting up after that little bit of a mini break, of course he hasn't been out since February, I could see him going well here. He just keeps galloping, keeps going, and keeps pouring on the fractions, and speed figure-wise, he'd have no problem with this field, and I think he could go well here, and rather kind of upset one or two more fancied horses. So I'm going to go with the all-weather horse Carried to win that 7:35.
Okay, Carried then in the 7:35. Race 5 is the 8:05, and this is a listed race. It's the Savile Beg Stakes. It's over a mile and three quarters, and no real surprise to the Eye of the Storm at the top of the betting, with Joseph O'Brien travelling back to Ireland to ride him. The Aidan O'Brien second string is second in the betting, Venus De Milo, 7 to 2, now 4 to 1. It's 4 to 1 for Miss United. Tirana is 9 to 2, and then 14 to 1 or bigger prices the rest. With Joseph O'Brien travelling back to Ireland and getting on board this one, Andy, is this one of them you side with? Do you think it's significant for this horse, or is it one of the later ones that you've got your eye on?
Well, yeah, I do fancy one of Joseph's rides later on, but yeah, I think we've got to be saying that the Storm is the horse he's come back for, to be perfectly honest. You know, he's a horse that's very highly regarded in the stable, and you know, he ran well in a really good race at Ascot towards the back end of last season. He stayed really strongly when he won at the Curra towards the end of the September period, and he beat for tonight's lineup, including Miss United, who reopposes, of course. I quite like this horse. He certainly looked as though he was going the right way mentally, and those three wins have all signified that he could be a force to be reckoned with in staying contests. Interesting that the headgear's on for the first time. He's got the hood on. That's not a major negative for me. I know Brian often uses cheek pieces and the hood and visors every now and again, and he's got a really good record with horses he's got headgear on for the first time. So I could see why he's a real strong selection here for many. Venus De Milo, she apparently has had quite a bit of problems coming back in her training work. She hasn't quite given the stable the same kind of signals that they would have liked. I think it's going to be a steady approach to the rest of the campaign, I'd imagine, and she's been fairly easy to back this morning. Miss United hasn't quite hit the heights that she managed to achieve last season. So I'm left with one at a very, very big price, which I think might outstrip its odds here. And that's a horse called Shoe Lewis, who's an 8-year-old mare. And, you know, you look at a rating, I think 96, God, she's got to find a stone to win this. But although she won a 5-runner affair the other night at Killarney, I've got a really, really big number for that race. And it was courtesy of Arctic Fire, who was an odds-on shot, went off in front in the hands of Pat Smullen. Smullen, of course, was aware that Willie Mullins' charge had been fit off after hurdling, and he made it a real good gallop, and Shoe Lewis had to do really well to win that race. Eventually wore that horse down in the latter stages. There were 19 lengths back to a horse called Toe the Line, who absolutely bolted up the next time. So I think we should give this form a line a little bit more respect than it's due here. You can get sort of 16-1, 14-1 for this horse this morning, and I think she'll certainly outstrip her odds here. So Shoe Lewis to cause a major, major upset in that listed prize at 8:05.
Shoe Lewis and Frandy in the 8:05. Moving on to the 8:35, race 6 on the card, and this is another listed race, the King George V Cup. It's over a mile and a half, and Sincal has been well backed this morning, 11-8 into even money. It's 7-4 for John Constable. Streetcar to the Stars is 8-1, 12-1 for Sundara, and 14-1 or bigger prices the rest. Just consulting the William Hill Naps table here, Andy. I see you've napped John Constable. Tell us why.
Yeah, I really like this John Constable. More to the point, I like that form at the Curra on the 24th of May. I think this form will start working out well. I certainly hope it does so anyway. It's won by a horse called Tonton Makute, who probably most punters over here wouldn't really recognise this horse, to be perfectly honest. But I think it'll start working out. They went a real good gallop that day. This Tonton Makute was always up with the speed, and he stayed on very strong in the latter stage. And John Constable was just a little bit out of his ground that day. They kind of like got strung out from an early stage because they went such a strong gallop. And he was a good 7 or 8 lengths behind turning for home. In the end, he only got beaten neck. He did all his best work at the end. And I think dropping back down to 1.25, that was the reason why he didn't win that race. I think he was the best horse in the race. He was trying to give the winner £10 as well. So in the cold light of day, he's run his absolute face off there, John Constable. Back in fourth was a horse called I'll Be Your Clown, who finished second to Table Rock the other night at Nace. Again, boosting that form line. And the speed figure I've got for that race is one of the fastest times I've got in Ireland so far this season, handicaps and group races. So I'm desperate to stay with the form. And that's the reason why I'm taking on Sincal. He was really impressive the first time when he won at the Curragh early on in the season. But the form just hasn't worked out as well as you would have liked. Marrakesh, Adjusted have all got beat since. Sundar actually was 6-1. He's the only one who's won out of the race, but he was disappointing the last time when I tipped him. So I'm not absolutely totally convinced with the form. And I'm not totally sure why Dermot gone for the blinkers on for the first time with Sincal. Maybe he just thinks the horse just needs a little bit more in the way of concentration. But either way, I think John Constable at 9-4 this morning is definitely the best bet on the card.
Okay, John Constable, nap selection then for Andy Holding. And on to the final race this evening. It's the 9.05. We finish with a mile handicap. And Artful Artist is the 11-8 favourite. 6 Silver Lane is 6-1. It's 15-2 for X Squared. 14s for Granny on Fire, Noish and Hopspan. It's then 16-1 for Cool Athlete and Carduel and Gold Falcon, who's been back from 22-1 this morning, Gold Falcon. Another one that's attracted money this morning at big odds is Hawaii Hurricane, who's 28-1 into 18-1, and it's 18-1 on bigger prices, the rest. So a few that have attracted money, Andy. And we've also got another Tony Martin favourite in those Newtown Anna Stud Farm colours. So what do you make of the 905?
Yeah, this is one of the horses that I mentioned early on in the piece. It won when I was away. Really impressed by the way this horse quickened up that day. Funny enough, he was an outsider as well. You'd have thought that being in the way he won, that perhaps Tony Martin and his connections might have had a few quid on, but he went left unbacked. But I don't think he's going to be left unbacked tonight. He's 11-8 with William Hill. Funny enough, that's the shortest price in the village. Whether you want to take 11-8, obviously it's down to yourself. But on the evidence what I saw the other day, he looks a horse right on top of his game. The way he quickened up was quite impressive, very impressive in fact. So I think he's going to be difficult to approach. One at a bigger price, just to keep an eye on. Not suggesting that she can beat the favourite here. And, you know, she's got a modest draw as well, and that's Carenza. I got this horse doing a very good number when she won here over a mile last season. She never really replicated that by winning, but she did run quite well in defeat on more than one occasion. She hasn't run since January. And going back to Leopardstown on decent ground, I think Carenza could certainly outrun her odds. She's 20-1 this morning. Don't think she's a 20-1 shot. She's certainly be better than most of these on the all-weather anyway. But Artful Artist definitely gets a vote in the final race.
Okay, Artful Artist then for Andy in the final race. As always, then, Andy, let's just have a quick summary of your selections, if you'll spin us through them one more time.
Yeah, not a bad card tonight. Looking forward to seeing Leopardstown this evening. Convergence is my each-way selection in the first. I'll go with the horse who comes off the back of 2 wins last time. That's Breathe Easy in the 6.30. I think Ponfi is a good thing to win the 7 o'clock. 7.35, a little bit more tricky, but I quite like Prunella Dobbs's all-weather horse, Carried. Comes off the back of some tremendous performances on the figures on the all-weather. 8.05, I'm going to take a bit of a punt with Shoe Lewis at a big price. Do think the favourites are one to beat, however, there. I have the Storm. John Constable's my really strong bet of the night. Real good nap in that listed King George the Fifth Cup. And then in the 9.05, quite a difficult race to oppose the favourite in, really. Artful Artist definitely gets a vote despite his skinny odds.
Okay, good stuff. Thank you very much, Andy. Good luck with your selections this evening, and enjoy Leopardstown.
Will do. Cheers, bud.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.